morning and happy Mother's Day. This morning's scripture comes from John 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in his name. This is my command: love each other. May God bless the reading of today's scripture.
Thank you, Arlie. As you already know by now, today we honor our mothers, and we're thankful to be able to do that. Some of us had mothers that made great sacrifices for us and touched us and helped us to be better persons. And I said a moment ago, some did not have mothers that were so good. We pray for all of these mothers regardless. And we're profoundly grateful for all those who have raised their children with giving them a Christian background, giving them good ideals, education, helping them every way that they know how, and being the best parent, the best mother that they can possibly be. Because we as children know that that's not always easy. It's not easy being a mom. So here are some examples of mothers and things that they could have said to their children. Mona Lisa's mother: after all that money your father and I spent on braces, and Mona, that's the biggest smile you can give us? Humpty Dumpty's mother: Humpty, if I told you once, I've told you 1,000 times not to sit on that wall, but would you listen? No. Christopher Columbus's mother: I don't care what you discovered, Christopher, you could have written. It'd be called now. Michelangelo's mother: Mikey, can't you paint on walls like other children? Do you know how hard it is to get that writing off the ceilings? And a biblical one: Jonah's mother: that's the best fish story I've ever heard, but where have you really been for the last 3 days? It's not easy being a mom. And I always find it interesting whenever the lectionary passage falls on Mother's Day from John 15. Because we are to love our neighbors as Jesus loves us, because Jesus loved us first. Our own human love is always conditional and it's selective, whether we mean for it to be or not. And today we may love someone because he or she simply lovable, or perhaps they act loving towards us. But then we withdraw our love when we feel wronged or we feel cheated. Often we love those people who are like us, who share our background, our status, our values. We love people who are talented or gifted and dressed like we do. Jesus' love, on the other hand, is for all people, and it is always a sacrificial love. A young lady was a writer for a magazine. Valentine's Day was approaching, and her editor asked her to write a poem. She said, but before you do, tell me what you think love is. She got all starry-eyed. It's like looking at a lily pond, but the closest to your heart by the light of the silvery moon, while all the lilies are in bloom. Editors just yell, stop. Let me tell you what love is. It's getting out of bed when you don't feel well on a cold winter's night, when you hear that child crying, and get up to tend to them. You know, love is always sacrificial. Even though we may not feel we're sacrificing anything at the time, none of us, if we are healthy emotionally, love our children as we love ourselves, we love them more. Our love can never measure up to agape love, God's ultimate love, of course, because we're mere mortals, but we can begin and try our best to mirror that love that God has shown to us. But here's the real test of Christian love. Can we love all God's children with a love that mirrors the love that we have for our own children? That is what Christ is asking us to do. Love others as he loves others. And that's hard. After 2,000 years of Christian history, that shouldn't be such a radical thought, but it still is. We know a little bit of what it means to love as Jesus loved. We love those closest to us like that. The question always becomes, can we enlarge that circle of love? That is what Christ is asking us to do. Some of you have dogs, and you know that I'm a dog lover. I found that I can't even live without one more than a week or two. And you know how special a dog can be. There was nothing special about this certain dog. He was just a mutt. In the South, we would have called it a Heinz 57. You don't know how many breeds are in that dog. It's just a dog. But for some reason, one day that dog stopped eating the food scraps that his master set out for him every day. Instead, he would take the bones and anything that he could hold in his mouth, and he would disappear out into the woods. One day the dog's owner decided to follow him to see what this dog was doing. Is he taking it out in the woods in a little special spot and just enjoying it? But no. There was a dog that was caught in a barbed wire fence who could not get loose. So he was taking his food, all that he could gather in his mouth, and he was taking to that other dog and dropping it before him so that dog could eat. Sacrificing his food for another dog. In my book, that dog is superior to many people. Even though he was just a dog, in a sense, he was living as God commands us to do. And actually, Jesus gives us two commandments in this passage. The first is to remain in his love. And where do we find the power to love as Jesus loved? Where do we get it? We find it by remaining in his love. In the passage we read, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. And we are to love each other as he loved us. This command is linked to the first, which is to remain in God's love. When we remain in God's love, that love will motivate us and give us the power to love other people. Mark Buchanan, in his book Hidden in Plain Sight, tells about a number of years ago when he was struggling with his attitude towards a certain man. He said he had so much resentment and bitterness built up towards this man to the point where at times he actually felt like, I just hate this person. I really hate them. One day when he was thinking nasty thoughts about this man and just turning it over and over in his mind, he heard his son come into the basement and slam the door, go into his room, and begin to cry. Buchanan went to his son and asked him what was wrong. He says, it seems as his son had been playing a goalie in the road hockey team with some school friends, and he'd let the other team score a bunch of goals. He just wasn't a very good goaltender. And his teammates started taunting him, started mocking him, telling him that he was useless and that he was no good and that he should just stop and go home. Buchanan says that he was furious, I think as most parents would be. And he started putting on his shoes to march down to the road just to tell those kids off. It was then that he heard that small inner voice where God speaks to us from time to time. He said, Mark, what are you doing? I'm going to straighten this matter out, Lord. No one treats my son that way. Mark, you sure have a father's heart. You hate it when someone hurts one of your children. Yes, I certainly do. And God says, Mark, I hate that too. And at that moment, Mark says he understood for the very first time that he could not claim to love God and to hate another human being. If I love God, he says, I'll love what God loves. I will love God's children, all of them, or else I know now I will break God's heart. The greatest love is when Jesus hung on the cross to show us how important we are to God. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. This is my commandment, love one another. Happy Mother's Day, and may God bless you.